This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and it is City Commission Day, one of the best days on In Focus. Yeah. I always like to say. Here in studio with City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Heard some thunder as we were walking down the hall coming to the studio.
Hopefully it produces something.
Hope for some rain.
We need it. It's a little dry.
It's very dry.
And the fact that it's only going to be 90 today is welcome relief.
That's right. This is going into Stampede 2, a little cooler temperatures. And of course, there's a threat of storms and rain.
That's usually...
It's guaranteed to rain, right?
Close to, we can usually get a day of rain out of Stampede week. So
good timing for Stampede for us.
Yeah.
Did you say an inch?
An inch?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
I just said it's a good timing.
Oh, good timing. Okay.
Right, right. Well, as we've been saying in our... News stories this morning during the morning show. We got a city commission meeting tonight starting at 7 o'clock in Manhattan City Hall on points, and a lot of different things to talk about this hour. And of course, want to remind folks that phone lines are open. We encourage you to call. Have any questions for some of your elected officials here, at least one of them. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you want to call in. And let's just go ahead and start off right at the top. There's always proclamations made about pretty much every city commission meeting. And Mayor, if you wanted to go over some of those proclamations that we'll have tonight.
I do. Actually, there are three for this evening's agenda. The first one is National Dump the Pump Day. And that involves public transit and the economic opportunity that that offers and how that powers community growth by driving economic development and revitalizing neighborhoods. So for every dollar invested in public transportation, approximately $4 is given in return in economic development, economic returns. The second proclamation will be General Aviation Appreciation Month, and that has to do with the non-scheduled airline. Those are individual pilots and their individual planes and corporate planes. And we have a general aviation facility at our airport. I think it's called the
Kansas
Airport
Jet
Road
Center.
Or something. Kansas yeah. Jet Center is the official name, but it's on Airport Road, I think.
Right.
So the city and the state have such a significant interest in continued vitality of general aviation, aircraft manufacturing, aviation education institutions, organizations, and community airports. And they have an immense economic impact on the city of Manhattan because, I mean, think about every plane that lands. The pilots have visit our community and eat or stay. Even the commercial pilots do that. But they also buy gas and have their planes serviced here. So it's a major...
They do, and we have a lot of local airplane owners that base their aircraft here as well.
Exactly. The third proclamation is... caught up here. Let's see. It's the Kansas All-Star Football Shrine Bowl Day to honor Nick Grubbs. And there are five Shrine Bowl centers in Kansas. And this is the 45th annual All-Star Football game. And it'll be held July 28th in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And it'll continue the Shriners' tradition of philanthropy. So over 90 years, they have supported hospitals and treated children with orthopedic disabilities. And so those are, you know, it's the only opportunity to really call attention to some of these good things that happen in the state and in our community. So I'm the proclamation person here.
And that they will
they
be...
tell me that's my job, actually.
the joys of being mayor, right?
Yep.
To do all sorts of different things.
And last night, the Manhattan Rotary Club held a 100th anniversary dinner. And of course, I read the proclamation again for that group, talking about the things that Rotary has done for this community and the state and nationally and internationally. They have an international polio eradication program. And they're down to just a few left in the world. So those the proclamations help us get a sense of what's happening other than you know, the usual things.
And a lot of progress on polio. I'm sure if you went back 100 years and told those early folks getting Rotary started that 100 years from now you'll have it pretty much wiped out, I bet they'd be pretty happy about that.
Their
pretty
goal is within the next few years to have it eradicated, I'm sure. Yeah.
Right. Definitely shows you what, when a community comes together, not just in one community, but collective across the country, you can definitely accomplish a lot of things. Going back to the Shrine Bowl date, that'll be July 28th, and good to see again some more Manhattan representation. Yep. That's kind of the norm
around Manhattan here. Indian Nick Grubbs had a good career at MHS, so we're anxious to see him represent the community there at the Shrine Bowl.
Let's go ahead and talk about the general agenda for tonight's commission meeting. Again, here in studio with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Linda Morris. Again, if you have any questions, 75-537-1350 is the number to call. And they're going to start off tonight, Ron, with the second consideration of economic development application for Ultra Electronics. And I think we talked about this a little bit overlap.
We did last time, We have, this is a local firm that is expanding. It was started up here by three K-State students working on circuit boards and has grown into a significant company. They have 54 employees locally and planning to add an additional 33 over the next few years. They're currently located on East Amherst Avenue and want to build a new facility in the Manhattan Business Park just west of the airport. And they like that location because they are an aerospace-related company, do a lot of work with Cessna and other smaller planes, but they were recently acquired by Ultra, which is a United Kingdom-based company, and they are relocating their defense aerospace division to Manhattan as part of this project. We were competing with Austin, Texas on this particular project, and so we feel good about that, and one of the things that was intriguing to the company was their ability to be at the airport since they're in that line of work and potentially have access to the runway for servicing aircraft and that sort of thing. So we think it's a win-win for the community and the organization. Again, it's about up to $745,000 incentive package that consists of some forgivable loans if they meet certain requirements, and then also some job incentives, about $115,000 in job incentives for those new positions after they've created them. Again, they're going to build a 45,000 square foot building. That's three times their current size, and we think it'll do a lot of good. They employ a lot of K-State mechanical and electrical engineers, and we hope that they will continue to do so.
Right, and I think that's one thing you mentioned last month, and Mayor, you can comment on this as well, that this is a homegrown company at its roots. So I'm sure that a big part of this is to keep that homegrown here at home.
You know, they say the best economic development are those that are generated at the local level, because they have more buy-in to the community. And so ICE certainly has that history, and their Ultra is an international firm that bought them, but they are making a commitment to stay here. And those 33 additional jobs, and they are good-paying jobs, make it an attractive prospect for our economic development money. I've been a big advocate of saving the economic development money for unique opportunities that will attract businesses and jobs here. And so this one meets my criteria anyway. We've had a first reading, right?
This is the second reading
in order to make that award. And so for me, it's a win-win.
And I'm sure there's a lot of excitement for folks about this just when I remember at the last Manhattan Chamber of Commerce banquet, I think earlier in the year, and they talked about kind of the economic makeup of the community. It's heavily dependent on the public sector, but this is a private sector opportunity to expand. So that has to have folks pretty excited.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more about tonight's City Commission meeting with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris, City Manager Ron Fear, right here on the other side on News Radio KMAN.